This morning on WCHL, the university speaks out about its data breach that made more than 6,500 people's personal information vulnerable to fraud.
No data breach, no exposure of an individual's sensitive data is an acceptable circumstance.
Record temperatures may be coming this weekend, and not ones you might think of at this time of the year.
The better chance comes on Sunday when we're expecting highs of 77 here in Raleigh.
And the busiest day for the post office in the winter holiday months has passed, but the year isn't over yet. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina men's basketball team will host Texas tonight on a national stage. And the women go head-to-head with undefeated South Carolina.
Beware Baltimore. Here come the Ravens again.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
36 degrees in Chapel Hill, 806 at WCHL. Cooler today and a lot of sunshine. Look for a high today in the upper 40s. Cold tonight with a low down to 25. For almost 4 months now, the personal information housed by UNC of more than 6,500 individuals was publicly accessible because of an accidental breach of data. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
Primarily, the vast majority of people that were impacted were either existing staff or former staff at the university because, again, this was older data. There was a small number of students who were impacted, less than 200.
That's Chris Kielt, UNC's Vice Chancellor for Information Technology. The files that were made public contain information such as names, social security numbers, and dates of birth of some former and current employees, vendors, and students. Currently, Kielt said that university officials have not been able to determine whether the personal information was accessed by others or misused as a result of the incident. To date, he has not received a report of misuse of personal information. After an initial investigation, Kielt believed that on July 30th, during maintenance involving one computer, the safeguards that protected the files against public access were accidentally disabled.
There was a server that existed in one of the departments. It was moved from a physical hardware device to a virtual environment. And in the process, there was a change in how the data was made available. And unfortunately, it was published in a public way to the internet by mistake.
A university official learned in November that some of those files were accessible on the internet. Less than 2 weeks later, Kielt said the files weren't online anymore. To his knowledge, Kielt said that the university has not sought punitive action towards any individual or individuals for negligence in connection with the breach. Kielt said, quote, "A substantial number of people whose information was leaked have been notified, and a second round of notifications will be sent out soon. It's a time-consuming process," he explained, "as they are using data collected from 1999 up till the mid-2000s to track down the individuals." Kielt said that while it doesn't make the situation better, the information wasn't obtained through malicious intent, as by hacking, rather it was inadvertently published.
No data breach, no exposure of an individual's sensitive data is an acceptable circumstance. We take this extremely seriously. We feel that it's our job to protect all the information that we are entrusted with.
In response to the breach, Kielt said that the university has placed greater emphasis on taking inventory of personal information stored in the databases across campus. Kielt said that when managing such an enormous amount of data, the university has to be vigilant at all times.
Like many institutions, we are going to go through the process and clean that data up and make sure it's kept in the most secure way possible, that we're aware of where it is, so we've inventoried it and we've secured it appropriately if we really need to keep it.
As part of the review, university staff are identifying where sensitive information is stored and are assessing the data, either by erasing it if it is no longer necessary, de-identifying it, or securing it. At the time the affected files were created, the university utilized social security numbers to track employee, student, and vendor records. This practice has been severely restricted by the university since 2006. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's a little chilly this morning, and it's going to get downright cold tonight with lows in the middle 20s, but in a couple of days, it will warm up dramatically. This weekend may bring new record high temperatures for the Triangle. The National Weather Service in Raleigh is forecasting temperatures in the 70s on both Saturday and Sunday. Meteorologist Kathleen Carroll says it will be close to a record high for Saturday.
Right now, Saturday's forecast high is 70 degrees, and the high in Raleigh for the record for Saturday is 71.
Sunday is calling for even warmer weather. Carroll says Sunday may also set a new record high.
We're expecting highs of 77 here in Raleigh, and the record is 75. So right now we are forecasting record high temperatures in Raleigh.
Late Sunday night and early Monday morning, the Weather Service is calling for rain. As Christmas continues to draw closer, Carroll says the temperatures will drop after this weekend and bring in more normal winter weather.
We've got forecast highs in the mid-40s for Tuesday. So that's Christmas Eve.
This is a hectic time of the year for the U.S. Postal Service, as 545 million pieces of mail are expected to be processed each day throughout this holiday season. Carl Walton, spokesman for the United States Postal Service in our region, says that the busiest mailing day this season was this past Monday. More than 600 million pieces of mail were expected to be processed, and 6 million customers were expected to visit post offices nationwide.
Kind of like our Super Bowl, we could gear up for that all year, and that's just the day after the biggest weekend of shopping, or at least one of the biggest weekends of shopping, that people feel they can come in right after doing their shopping, get it into the system, and get it to where it has to go to be assured that it gets there before Christmas.
15 billion pieces of mail are expected to be delivered between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, according to data collected by the Postal Service. Competitive package volume also expected to increase by about 12% from last year to about 420 million packages during this 2013 holiday season. Walton says many locations will extend hours this time of the year. If you do encounter long lines at your local post office, there are other options you can consider.
We have automated postal centers, 24-hour kiosks that people can come in and use all hours of the day. We have contract post offices and some supermarkets and places like that where people can go. So there's all kind of different places that people can go.
Walton advises that people try to avoid the lunchtime rush and get their packages mailed before 11 o'clock in the morning. The busiest delivery day for sending mail is Wednesday, and he tells WCHL the busiest day for sending packages is Thursday.
We're seeing a constant flow. We're seeing it every year. And again, we expect it. You know, our goal is to get everything into the system, you know, so it can get to where it has to go.
The Postal Service expects to deliver holiday greetings and gifts to more than 152 million addresses all across the country. Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle says all government is slow-moving, so it's impossible to define exactly what her town will accomplish in 2014.
When I lived in Durham, I was on the Open Space and Trails Commission, and I can remember when we talked about this idea of having a rail trail greenway, if you will, that would go from downtown Durham all the way out to Chatham County. And, oh, by the way, we'd have to have a bridge that went over 40. It's about to open, and that was 10 years ago.
However, regardless of what it is, change is coming. Shelton Station may break ground in 2014 in Carborough, and the Art Center continues its study on its remodel, among other things. Mayor Lavelle says parking and traffic will continually and increasingly be an issue as more of these projects get underway.
We're going to have to really be smart about our signage and our thinking through how people can move through the town and how they can park in the town.
And she says Carborough has launched its new marketing campaign, which will be ready to make a big push at the beginning of the new year.
Carborough Feel Free. Great logo and some shirts for sale that kind of are taglines off of it, like I'm openly Carborough. You know, those are bestsellers, I think.
The Carborough Board of Aldermen, which is down one member right now until a special election during the May primary, held its last meeting of 2013 last week. You remember several weeks ago when some people got hurt on a ride at the North Carolina State Fair? Two men have been formally indicted on felony charges following a thrill ride mishap at the state fair that left three people seriously injured. News media outlets reported yesterday that Timothy Dwayne Tuttero and Joshua Gene Macaroni, both of Quitman, Georgia, were indicted on Tuesday on three counts of assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious bodily injury. Wake County District Attorney Colin Willoughby did not return a telephone call seeking comment. The two are arrested and charged after the Vortex ride suddenly lurched into motion as riders are trying to exit on October 24th. Investigators say the ride's key safety equipment had been tampered with. Tuttero was operating the ride. Macaroni wasn't there at the time, but his family business owns that machine, the Vortex. Both men are free on bond, awaiting trial. WCHL News Time, 8:14. time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Making me hungry just talking about it. Elmo's Diner at Carmel, Carrboro. Now with your morning traffic on WCHL. Here we go with Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're still seeing some slowdowns on NC-54. Some heavier ones now on NC-54 between 15501 and Barbie Chapel Road heading eastbound. Westbound on NC-54 between I-40 and Barbie Chapel Road seeing some delays as well. Could be an earlier accident on I-40 eastbound causing some delays right around the Durham Freeway. We're seeing from the Durham Freeway all the way back now to NC-54 some moderate delays, heavy in areas, but moderate for the most part at this time. Give yourself a little extra time if you're traveling in that direction. 15501 southbound between NC-54 and Manning Drive seeing some delays right now as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. No matter how you communicate with us, we ask you do it safely.
All right, just perfect for the holiday season. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's going to be warm this weekend, that's for sure. That's not like the holiday season. Highs in the 70s Saturday and Sunday. More on the weather coming up here. And this weather forecast is brought to you by FastMed Urgent Care. Doctor's office closed. Illness and injuries don't take a vacation. Neither does FastMed. Open 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-ray. Visit FastMed.com for more information and a location near you. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather, 36 degrees. Cooler, sunny today. High today in the upper 40s. That's it. Tonight clear with a low down around 25. Tomorrow we're looking at not as cool, sunny, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, not as cool, with the lows in the upper 30s. And then on Friday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 60s. Got some clouds coming for the weekend and some really warm temperatures. Highs in the 70s on both Saturday and Sunday. And especially big chance of rain coming late in the day on Sunday and Sunday night.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
WCHL News Time, 8:17. News around town. If you're going to the game tonight, Chapel Hill Transit will provide Tar Heel Express shuttles for the North Carolina men's basketball game against Texas at 7 o'clock. Shuttles will start at 5:30 from the park and ride lots at the Friday Center, Southern Village, and Jones Ferry. A conspicuous absence there. The University Mall park and ride lot will not be carrying people on the Tar Heel Express tonight because of heavy traffic for holiday shopping. Shuttles will run every 10 to 15 minutes at those other three locations, though, Friday Center, Southern Village, and Jones Ferry. They will continue for 45 minutes after the game. Shuttles are $5 for a round trip, $3 for one way. It's a great way to go to the game and not have to worry about parking. If you'd like to find out more, you can view this news around town story on our website, chapelboro.com. It's 8:18 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Landscape Logic. I'm Ron Stutz. We're talking about the basketball game. The Tar Heels are surging now. They are 7-2 on the season, now ranked number 14 in the most recent Associated Press poll. Heels will face a midweek test tonight from the Texas Longhorns. They're having a pretty good season. They're 8-1. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the report.
The number 14 North Carolina Tar Heels will take on the 9-1 Texas Longhorns Wednesday night at 7 p.m. in the Smith Center. UNC will be hoping to improve to 8-2 on the year with a victory. Sophomore guard Marcus Page was named ACC Player of the Week coming off his 21-point second-half performance against Kentucky. But head coach Roy Williams prefers to call Page the Little Rascal or Little Nut. He says Page's toughness really sets him apart, and it showed against the Wildcats.
His toughness and his mental, the mental side of his game is just off the charts. And he, like I say, last year you heard me talk to him, to say it about him many times, is a tough little nut, and he really is.
How does Coach Williams keep the Tar Heels from letting up following big wins like the one on Saturday? He says in this case he only needed to remind his players of last year's loss at the hands of the Longhorns.
You know, I think just reminding them that, you know, we won a basketball game. We didn't want any rings or anything like that. We won a basketball game, and trying to get their attention to detail back in there. But our kids are pretty doggone sharp, and they understand that Texas beat us by 8 million points down there last year, and We mentioned that once.
Texas head coach Rick Barnes says he's not surprised at all by the trio of top 10 wins Carolina has recorded this season, and a lot of that has to do with the respect he has for the man at the helm.
No, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, Roy's one of the best coaches ever, and he's done a great job, and he's got players.
Texas has yet to face an opponent of the caliber and talent of the Tar Heels this season. Coach Barnes says he knows his young players are excited to tip it off in Chapel Hill, and he thinks they'll be up to the challenge.
These guys have worked hard, and you know, we've been in some tough battles, and I think every one of them's tough. With a young group of guys, I would say that, you know, that they've been focused, and they've come to play. We've learned a lot. We've got a lot more to learn, but as a group, I think they'll be excited about playing in Chapel Hill.
Coach Williams says the Tar Heels will have to be great on the boards Wednesday night. One of the calling cards for Texas is their ability to dominate in the rebounding department, ranking 11th nationally.
They're a great rebounding team. They're averaging about rebound margins, probably plus 8 or 9 right now. They do guard you. They've always had good balance, guys that could shoot it from outside, from three-point line, and then big guys who can score.
The Tar Heels Longhorns game will be aired right here on WCHL and broadcast nationwide on ESPN2. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It'll certainly be a big challenge for the Tar Heels to win tonight in the Smith Center, but they've certainly shown that they can get up for those challenges. It is Carolina versus Texas coming up tonight right here on WCHL. North Carolina women's basketball team also ranked number 14 in the country. They'll close out their trip from the tournament down at Myrtle Beach with a showdown tonight against number 10 South Carolina. South Carolina is undefeated. Tar Heels 9-2 coming in on a hot streak. They shattered the school scoring mark on Monday night, posting 124 points against an overwhelmed New Orleans team. But the quality of the opposition definitely steps up tonight. Gamecocks are 9-0 and on a roll. Their games haven't even been close. Their smallest margin of victory was 15 against Charlotte. UNC freshman sensation Diamond DeShields will look to build on her 20-point performance on Monday night. And, of course, you can read the story and follow all the latest in UNC women's basketball on our website, chapelbro.com. And women's basketball last night, Duke lost to the number one team in the country, Connecticut. Duke ranked number 2 in the country going into that game, and it wasn't even close. Connecticut over Duke 83-61, despite the fact that the game was played in Durham. As always, UConn is rolling. Number 22, Duke football team faces quite a 1-2 punch to end its breakout season. The Blue Devils struggled against eventual Heisman Trophy winner Jameis Winston and top-ranked Florida State in the Atlantic Coast Conference title game in Charlotte. Now they have to find a way to stop last year's Heisman winner Johnny Manziel and number 20 Texas A&M in the Chick-fil-A Bowl. According to Stats, Duke at 10-3 is the first team to play Heisman winners in consecutive games since the 2010 LSU team faced Alabama's Mark Ingram and Auburn's Cam Newton back-to-back. Duke linebacker, Kelby Bryan said yesterday that we're all pumped to draw the Aggies because it's awesome to play against a guy that exciting and an offense that good. And that'll be a big challenge for Duke's football team. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ryan Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Beware Baltimore, here come the Ravens again. This is Art Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. You remember how the Baltimore Ravens reached the Super Bowl last season, don't you? As a wild card entry, they won at San Diego when Ray Rice converted a 3rd and 30 for a drive-sustaining first down. They won at Denver when Joe Flacco completed the Hail Mary pass, completely blown by the Broncos defense, to tie the game, then won in OT. And they won the AFC Championship at New England when Wes Welker dropped the pass that might have put the elusive nail in the Ravens' coffin. Baltimore stopped San Francisco at the goal line and won the Super Bowl, while Flacco became the highest-paid quarterback in football with his almost-perfect playoff run. And while Ray Lewis retired and Ed Reed departed, the Ravens have rebuilt their defense and shaken off a slow start to challenge for another wild card, if not the division title. A miracle finish at Minnesota, and then Monday night when they failed to score a touchdown at Ford Field, but still beat the Lions on 6 field goals by Justin Tucker. The winner, a 61-yarder that just dropped over the right intersection of the crossbar and upright. 6 field goals and no touchdowns. And now the Ravens have a chance to win out and take the AFC North away from the Cincinnati Bengals. If so, they will get a home game before they have to go back to Denver. The Carolina Panthers are in a similar scenario, facing New Orleans at home and visiting Atlanta in their last game. The Charlotte Cats can win them both and capture the NFC South and second seed behind the Seattle Seahawks, or they can lose them both and miss the playoffs completely. That's how wacky and balanced the National Football League is this season. Only four teams, Seattle, Denver, Indianapolis, and Kansas City, are assured of playing in the postseason. While there are only probabilities for the Panthers, Patriots, Ravens, Dolphins, Eagles, Cowboys, Bears, Packers, Lions, Chargers, Cardinals, and 49ers. Some have better chances than others, but it's never been this up in the air for so many teams this late in the season. That's why you've got to watch Baltimore. The Ravens have done it this way before, and they just might do it again. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
Most people who go into business selling office equipment do it for 2 weeks and then move on. I've been in the office equipment business for 10 years and am still going strong. I love connecting with people and I love my job. Courtesy calls, follow-up emails, I want to talk with you and I want to make sure you're happy. And if you're not happy, then neither am I. I'm Blake Smith and I'm with CEI, the source in the triangle for your office equipment needs since 1957. Visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office.
Great Outdoor Provision Company encourages you to shop locally this season with our holiday gift guide. This year, we're featuring great products like the Black Diamond Crag Jacket. This warm, lightweight, soft shell is perfect for North Carolina's mild year-round conditions, and that's not all. Right now, Great Outdoor Provision Company is one of the exclusive retailers offering the Black Diamond Crag Jacket in our state. Find out more about this great product and many others featured in our complete holiday gift guide at greyoutdoorprovision.com.
One in five Americans will develop skin cancer in their lifetime. Central Dermatology Center treats cancers where it is important to conserve tissue and high-risk areas such as the ears, face, hands, and feet. Mohs micrographic surgery is a highly effective technique and can be covered by most insurances, including Medicare and TRICARE. Dr. Beth Goldstein has been specializing in Mohs surgery since 2008. If you're concerned about a non-healing spot or a changing mole, make an appointment at Central Dermatology Center. Find out more at centralderm.net.
827 at WCHL, and Rand Northam and the news team working on the Year in Review, a special program you'll have several opportunities to hear during the upcoming holiday season, talking about all the big news stories that happened in Chapel Hill, Carberu, and Orange County, and the university all around here this past year. And we invite you to weigh in on what you think is the top news story. Rand said he had posted a message on Facebook and also tweeted out today. Wanted to get your feedback on that. And listen for that very soon, coming your way, the Year in Review on WCHL. In addition to that, I'm working on a very special Christmas show where you have an opportunity to get to know some of the people who work around here a little bit better. Some people who work behind the scenes might not have an opportunity to hear from them before, but it's kind of interesting, and we also play some of their favorite holiday songs. That is on the way on Christmas morning and later on in the day as well, right here on WCHL.
With New Year's resolutions, ever notice how you're always giving up things you like? Stop doing this, stop doing that. With BMW's Happier New Year event and a holiday credit up to $2,000, this holiday season truly will be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. We're ringing in the holidays with more wows than ever before. BMW's $2,000 holiday credit plus other great incentives such as $500 loyalty cash, parking a new BMW in your driveway in time for the holidays has never been more exciting. Hurry in to Performance BMW for the Happier New Year event. Make a resolution that doesn't involve giving up something you love. As the three-year volume leader, Performance BMW has everything you need to not just have a happier new year, but the happiest new year ever. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Dealer retains holiday credit and any other incentive which are model specific. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before December 31st, 2013.
BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
If you're over 60 and young at heart, you're looking for more than just a place to live out your years. You're looking for the Cedars of Chapel Hill, Our unique community in Metamot offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home without all the hassles, so you can pursue other goals and also enjoy the peace of mind of having a continuing health care plan in place. Make your next chapter in life your best chapter. Call us to learn more about the Cedars. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Is this the Christmas you upgrade her diamond earrings from 1 carat to 2 carats? Or maybe surprise her with a bigger diamond for her engagement ring? Announcing an unprecedented upgrade event at Diamonds Direct, just in time for the holidays. Listen to this. If you bought her original diamond at Diamonds Direct, you can trade it in now for a larger one, and we'll give you back what you paid for the diamond, plus an extra 10% toward the upgrade. That's right. We'll give you 110% of your original purchase price when you go bigger. This is a first-time ever offer, and it applies to any diamond purchased at Diamonds Direct. Center engagement diamonds, diamond studs, diamond pendants, and more. If she loves it now, you know she'll love it even more in a bigger size. Trade it in today for a bigger diamond, and we'll pay you more than you paid us when you bought it. Give her the upgrade she's been talking about and save like never before this Christmas at Diamonds Direct's exclusive holiday upgrade event on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall. Diamonds only, settings not included. See store for details. Offer ends December 31st.
WCHL's Chapel Hill weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Always a great place for food, for drink, and for watching every sports event imaginable. And you can also win tickets to UNC Duke basketball game by liking them on their Facebook page. Enter now for a chance to win, and also check out other special offers available from Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54 in Chapel Hill. It is 36 degrees in Chapel Hill. Been there pretty much all morning, and look for a high today in the upper 40s with a lot of sunshine on the way.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
$48 million will be split among those with two winning tickets. All you needed to cash in were these numbers.
8, 14, 17, 20, 39, and the mega ball number yesterday was 7.
Gail King there on CBS This Morning. Correspondent John Blackstone outside a shop in San Jose, California.
Someone walked into Jenny's gift store here and walked out with a ticket millions of Americans wish they had this morning. Same thing happened at a newsstand in Atlanta.
How'd this Mega Millions loot get to be so large?
This jackpot had rolled over 21 times before last night's drawing. And that's because of the new rules. Instead of picking six numbers between 1 and 56, players now have to choose six numbers between 1 and 75. And the chances of matching all six numbers skyrocketed to 1 in 259 million from the much more likely 1 in 176 million odds that players had before the change.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Temperatures rising, 37 degrees this morning at WCHL 832. I'm Rod Stutz. For almost 4 months, the personal information housed by the University of North Carolina of more than 6,500 individuals was publicly accessible because of an accidental breach of data. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
Primarily, the vast majority of people that were impacted were either existing staff or former staff at the university, because again, this was older data. There was a small number of students who were impacted, less than 200.
That's Chris Kielt, UNC's Vice Chancellor for Information Technology. The files that were made public contain information such as names, social security numbers, and dates of birth of some former and current employees, vendors, and students. Currently, Kielt said that university officials have not been able to determine whether the personal information was accessed by others or misused as a result of the incident. To date, he has not received a report of misuse of personal information. After an initial investigation, Kielt believed that on July 30th, during maintenance involving one computer, the safeguards that protected the files against public access were accidentally disabled.
There was a server that existed in one of the departments. It was moved from a physical hardware device to a virtual environment. And in the process, there was a change in how the data was made available. And unfortunately, it was published in a public way to the internet by mistake.
A university official learned in November that some of those files were accessible on the internet. Less than 2 weeks later, Kielt said the files weren't online anymore. To his knowledge, Kielt said that the university has not sought punitive action towards any individual or individuals for negligence in connection with the breach. Kielt said, quote, a substantial number of people whose information was leaked have been notified, and a second round of notifications will be sent out soon. It's a time-consuming process, he explained, as they are using data collected from 1999 up till the mid-2000s to track down the individuals. Kielt said that while it doesn't make the situation better, the information wasn't obtained through malicious intent, as by hacking, rather it was inadvertently published.
No data breach, no exposure of an individual's sensitive data is an acceptable circumstance. We take this extremely seriously. We feel that it's our job to protect all the information that we are entrusted with.
In response to the breach, Kielt said that the university has placed greater emphasis on taking inventory of personal information stored in the databases across campus. Kielt said that when managing such an enormous amount of data, the university has to be vigilant at all times.
Like many institutions, we are going to go through the process and clean that data up and make sure it's kept in the most secure way possible, that we're aware of where it is, so we've inventoried it and we've secured it appropriately if we really need to keep it.
As part of the review, university staff are identifying where sensitive information is stored and are assessing the data, either by erasing it if it is no longer necessary, de-identifying it, or securing it. At the time the affected files were created, the university utilized social security numbers to track employee, student, and vendor records. This practice has been severely restricted by the university since 2006. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM. WCHL.
This weekend is going to be very unusual for this time of the year. The National Weather Service in Raleigh is forecasting temperatures in the 70s both Saturday and Sunday. Meteorologist Kathleen Carroll says we'll be close to a record high on Saturday.
Right now, Saturday's forecast high is 70 degrees, and the high in Raleigh for the record for Saturday is 71.
And Sunday also calling for warmer weather. Carroll says Sunday may set a new record high for Raleigh and the Triangle.
We're expecting highs of 77 here in Raleigh, and the record is 75. So right now we are forecasting record high temperatures in Raleigh.
So temperatures in the 70s both days, late Sunday night and early Monday morning. The Weather Service calls for rain. As Christmas continues to get closer, Carroll says the temperatures will drop after this weekend and bring in more normal winter weather.
We've got forecast highs in the mid-40s for Tuesday. That's Christmas Eve.
This is a hectic time of the year for the United States Postal Service. 545 million pieces of mail are expected to be processed each day throughout this holiday season. Carl Walton, spokesman for the U.S. Postal Service in our region, says that the busiest mailing day of the season was this past Monday. More than 600 million pieces of mail were expected to be processed that day alone, and 6 million customers were expected to visit post offices nationwide.
Kind of like our Super Bowl, we can gear up for that all year, and that's just the day after the biggest weekend of shopping, or at least one of the biggest weekends of shopping, that people feel they can come in right after doing their shopping, get it into the system, and get it to where it has to go to be assured that it gets there before Christmas.
Walton tells WCHL that 15 billion pieces of mail are expected to be delivered between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve. Competitive package volume also is expected to increase by about 12% from last year to about 420 million packages during this 2013 holiday season. Walton says many locations will extend their hours. If you do encounter long lines at your local post office, there are other options.
We have automated postal centers, 24-hour kiosks that people can come in and use all hours of the day. We have contract post offices and some supermarkets and places like that where people can go. So there's all kind of different places that people can go.
Walton advises that people try to avoid the lunchtime rush and get their packages mailed before 11 a.m. The busiest delivery day for sending mail is Wednesday. The busiest day for sending out packages is Thursday.
We're seeing a constant flow. We're seeing it every year. And again, we expect it. You know, our goal is to get everything into the system, you know, so it can get to where it has to go.
The Postal Service expects to deliver holiday greetings and gifts to more than 152 million addresses around the country. WCHL News Time, 8:38. Coming up, Wes Hare has today's commentary on WCHL. He talks about Art Pope, roses, low-paid employees, and more on today's commentary. And that'll be followed by D.G. Martin and D.G. Martin's Notebook on WCHL.
Shop for your loved ones locally this year with Great Outdoor Provision Company's Holiday Gift Guide. This year, we're stocking ultra-tough Yeti coolers, the perfect gift for a hardcore angler or die-hard tailgater looking to take their game to the next level. Put them in your car, on your kayak, or even a paddleboard. These ultra UV resistant coolers will stand up to any challenge on the journey ahead. Find out more about Yeti coolers and other great selections in our complete holiday gift guide at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays. But not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal. Like zero down and just $269 a month on a 2014 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point. Now with service on Sundays.
Happy Holidays. This is Cindy Goodeman, Southern Village Realtor and Resident. This time of year, there's much to enjoy in Southern Village, from the latest movies at the Lumina to sipping hot cocoa at the La Vita Dolce Cafe. Dinner at Pazzo, Town Hall Grill, or Merlion make for a welcome shopping break. If you're considering buying or selling in Southern Village, let me work for you in the neighborhood I know and love. This is Cindy Goodeman, Senior Broker with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Chapel Hill is where economic development is Commerce Plus. And now you can keep up and join the conversation on Twitter by searching for hashtag Commerce Plus. You'll find your neighbors and town staff talking and sharing about economic development, trends, local news, and much more. Be inspired, be educated, be in the know. Follow us on Twitter at CHEconDEV or search hashtag Commerce Plus. To find out more, visit opentobusiness.biz.
Tired of the same old shopping experience? Same stores? Same gift ideas? Come shop the unique stores at Carmel and Carborough, the area's premier shopping and dining destination. Carmel's locally owned specialty stores offer the latest in fashion, jewelry, and gifts. From toys for the kids to outdoor gear for the adventurous. When you're ready for a break, relax and enjoy a great lunch or dinner at one of our excellent restaurants. Come see us at Carmel, located in beautiful downtown Carborough.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than three decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
I'm thinking about refinancing my mortgage, but how do I know if it's a good idea?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
I'm really trying to save for my kids' college education, but how much is even enough?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Retirement planning? Where do I even begin?
Call Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown.
Hi, this is Mark Brown. At Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, we care about you. And our CPAs and advisors are ready to help you answer all of life's financial questions.
Coleman, Huntoon, and Brown, serving Chapel Hill since 1975.
Our people make the difference.
37 degrees this morning, 842 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wes Hare. Roses is a place to shop for many folk in and around Chapel Hill at University Mall. Roses, owned by Art Pope, a very wealthy owner, he currently serves as budget director for Governor Pat McCrory. This is where the tragic irony comes in. Minority resident shoppers provide large income to Mr. Pope's business, and he then is operating to address restrictive policies in the North Carolina government. More tragically, many of Rose's workers are being paid less than a living wage, few benefits, and therefore needing additional public assistances such as food stamps. And they are double-crossed by the impact of the North Carolina's legislative restrictive policies, which Mr. Pope is in place to encourage. On Monday, 12/2, at the mall entrance on 15501, a.k.a. Fordham Boulevard, and on Estes Drive, an evening vigil of 65 folk with signs for the public passersby. An example sign, Art Pope uses your money to support policies that deny unemployment benefits. The North Carolina NAACP and local groups such as the Raging Grannies were not allowed by University Mall security to be by the Rose's entrance. We were one of the many actions across North Carolina at other Roses and Maxwell Ace stores also owned by Art Pope. As we are now firmly in the holiday season, think about the irony of stores which offer valuable and needed goods to a range of shoppers, abusing their employees and abusing their gained wealth. Happy holidays. This is Wes Hare.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Happy holidays to you too, Wes Hare. It is 844 at WCHL, and time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. And you got to see the Carolina Inn, the way it's decorated for Christmas, always the 12 days of Christmas. It is amazing. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine during the holidays and any time of the year. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northup.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 northbound, seeing delays between NC 86 and NC 54 right now. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between I-40 and Ephesus Church Road, seeing some delays. And NC 54 eastbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing delays. Now, those delays specifically might be because of all the delays on I-40 eastbound. We saw an earlier slowdown beginning at the Durham Freeway. It is remaining there right now. Moderate to heavy delays between the Durham Freeway all the way back to NC 54 right now. So quite a few miles of stoppage, not stoppage, but slow traffic moving in that area right now. So if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And Ron?
Yes.
Woo woo!
Stoppage. Now there's a word.
Stoppage.
Maybe we should pass that word along to Wayne Pond.
Yeah. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo woo! Woo woo!
Have a good day, Ron.
You too. Happy holidays, everybody. Time now for a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, and it's brought to you by FastMed Urgent Care. Doctor's office closed. Illness and injuries don't take a vacation. Neither does FastMed. Located on East Franklin Street next to the Sienna Hotel. And you know what? They're open 365 days a year. FastMed Urgent Care has you covered from A to X-ray. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 38 degrees. Happy to report that we're off that 37-degree plateau. Cooler temperatures today, sunshine. Hot today in the upper 40s, so it won't warm up very much. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with lows down around 25. And then tomorrow, not as cool, sunny with a high in the upper 50s. Now let's take a look at the extended forecast. Coming up on tomorrow night, not as cool, clear, lows in the upper 30s. Friday, partly sunny with a high in the middle 60s. Friday night, it's going to be warmer with the lows in the low 50s, but some clouds moving in here, especially late. And then Saturday, it's going to be mostly cloudy all day. High temperatures, however, in the low 70s. Could be some record-breaking high temperatures for Saturday for that date. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 60. It's almost like summertime. And then on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the afternoon, 50-50 chance. And the high predicted on Sunday in the middle 70s, believe it or not. Rain also very likely for Sunday night. In fact, a 70% chance of rain, 60% chance of rain on Monday, but it's going to be chilling down early next week as well, and getting back to down to normal temperatures. But boy, I'll tell you what, it's going to be something else around here. 848 at WCHL. Ron Stutz here.
If pickle ornaments bring good fortune, what do yodeling pickle ornaments bring? Cameron's not only has yodeling pickle ornaments to adorn your tree, but hundreds of other spectacular gifts guaranteed to deliver a smile and good fortune. Cameron's now open in its new home at 301 East Main in Carborough. A gallery of gifts, jewelry, cards, toys, and highly entertaining off-the-wall stuff, including yodeling pickle ornaments.
Bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights. The good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna.
Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carrboro for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
This is Eric Montross. Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron, thanks for all you've done and for waking up Chapel Hill.
Hi, this is Sam Ferguson. I want to thank Ron Stutz for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Ron Boy, I said, I can remember when you had more hair. I can remember when you were a lot slimmer.
This is Woody Durham. And Ron, thanks for waking up Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
I wanted to say thank you so much, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro on WCHL.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron, for waking up Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
Ron Stutz is one of the most wonderful human beings you'll ever meet in your life. He's the best possible voice to wake up to every morning. Hi, this is Mike Cross, and I'm awfully glad we've had Ron Stutz to wake us up here in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Thanks, Ron Stutz, for waking up Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Regretfully, I don't have anything else to do, so my alarm clock goes off every morning, and who do I listen to? I listen to you.
Without Ron Stutz, WCHL Radio, Chapel Hill would not be the place that it is.
850 at WCHL, 38 degrees, and I mentioned earlier that next week on Christmas Day, we have a very special Christmas morning show, and one of the things that we'll have on there is some of the favorite holiday tunes for some of the folks who work around here. Rand Northam, for example, just happens to be a big Michael Bublé fan, and here's a little sample of what you might hear on Christmas Day. You need to tune in for that show. We'll celebrate the holidays together. Do you have a grown-up Christmas list?
Do you remember me? I sat upon your knee. I wrote to you with childhood fantasies. Well, I'm all grown up now. Can you still help somehow? I'm not a child, but my heart still can dream. So here's my lifelong wish, my grown-up Christmas list. Not for myself, but for a world in need. No torn apart, that wars would never start, and time would heal all hearts. Every man would have a friend, that right would always win, and love would never end. This is my grown-up Christmas list.
And it's just a little sample of what you're going to hear on Christmas Day on WCHL. It is 8:52. I'm Ron Stutz. And coming up, you're going to meet today's WCHL hometown hero, someone who embodies the spirit of Christmas and the holidays all year long by always doing good things for other people right here in our community. Her name is Teresa Keller Albin. We'll tell you all about why she's in our spotlight today, coming up next.
This is a time of year when many people make resolutions to do this or that, or stop doing this or that. At Performance Chevrolet, we're simply making the New Year's resolutions to sell more Chevys than ever in 2014. And we're starting this month with screaming deals like up to $7,000 off of select new Chevrolets. Wait until you hear this list of blowout specials for our year-end event. Up to $3,000 off of 2014 Cruises, and up to $4,000 off of 2014 Impalas, and up to $3,500 off of 2014 Malibus, and up to $3,500 off of 2014 Camaros, and up to $7,000 off of 2014 Silverados, and up to $3,000 off of 2014 Equinoxes. Wow! We are the only Triangle Chevy dealer with a massive selection of new Sparks. Who cares about ho-ho-ho when you have wow this holiday season at Performance Chevy Chevrolet in Chapel Hill, where we'll beat any deal from any Chevrolet dealer. We promise.
Prices plus tax, tag, and 549 dock fee. Dealer retains all rebates. Client must meet GM requirements for rebate application to deal. Take delivery before December 31st, 2013. For beat any deal, bring offer from competing dealer on exact make and model with identical equipment and features.
Performance Chevrolet, ChapelHill.com.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
My name's Don Bassnight. I'm with Weaver Street Realty and
I've enjoyed my work there for over 20 years.
Don Basnight isn't one of the people who started Weaver Street Realty, but the company was less than 10 years old when he joined.
I remember seeing their float in the Christmas parade, and that standing out as being local and just a little bit different than a normal real estate company. And I also love the fact that they loved land and Hall River property and Carrboro. Having grown up in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, I like to celebrate how that really feels like one town. There's seven of us, and five of us are either owners or managers. And it's not that different than our community here in Orange County with Chapel Hill and Carrboro having two governing bodies. And we also have to listen to, obviously, our county commissioners, and the University of North Carolina has a say in what we do here, and OWASA has a say. So this real consensus-building community and Weaver Street Realty's that way. We're in it for the long haul, as proven by the fact that I'm one of the newest agents there, and this is my 21st year. And there is something to be proud about having longevity. People come back to you and go to you for your knowledge, but you also have to stay up on what's going on.
Don Basnight at Weaver Street Realty in Carrboro. It seems he's always been a part of this community.
That's true. I've realized recently that with my over 10 years in my family's hardware business and over 20 years with Weaver Street Realty, I'm right at 31 years selling something on Main Street of Carrboro. I've lived in Chatham County and Orange County and Durham County. Went to school in Guilford County. But I've always come back to Chapel Hill, and I love that.
Get in touch with Don Basnight. You know where to find him. Weaver Street Realty in Carrboro.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
All day and all night. 97.9 FM. WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. And instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Do you remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it? And what's the definition? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL, and I'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers if you're our first correct caller.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Teresa Keller Albin is the recipient of the Chapel Hill Carrboro Chamber of Commerce's Irene Brigham Lifetime Achievement Award.
I was speechless. Nobody could do what Irene Brigham has done, and I was very humbled.
Teresa Keller Albin has devoted most of her life to helping people secure the basic needs of food, clothing, and shelter. She initiated the development of the Caring and Sharing Center at St. Thomas More Catholic Church.
It started way back when we got transplant folks over at UNC Hospital. They came having to wait for a transplant, and they were in an apartment but had no furniture, had no clothes, extras, very little food supplies. So I started to piece together a little this and little of that in our community and tried to help to make their life a little different while they were waiting for transplant. And then all of a sudden we had a big influx of the Spanish and poor community, so it branched out into that. And one thing led to another, and everybody was pretty serious about it, so I got a new building.
She and the church are very closely involved with Habitat for Humanity and with the IFC.
Well, way back, we were asked to be partnership at Habitat for Humanity, so decided our church would help along with the Newman Center and Binkley and United Church of Christ, and together in partnership, we decided that we could help and each do fundraising to try to help to assist in buying, paying for supplies for a house. We got one done, so we did another. So I think we have about 15, 18 houses now.
I am so impressed when I look at all the things you do. I understand you're a chaplain. You minister to the sick and elderly at UNC hospitals and also in private homes and assisted living communities. Tell me what drives you to do this and to constantly help others.
That's just sort of my nature. I like to give. I like to see things better. That became very dominant in my life. Put a lot of energy into that. And then it reached out into a lot of our shut-in elderly at home and just carried my skills over into helping to make a difference.
I just wanted to congratulate you on the 2013 Lifetime Achievement Award. I know that you're really proud of that.
Yeah, I'm very surprised, very grateful, and be so accepted as a woman in the South, in the Catholic Church. That's history.
Well, Teresa, thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you for your interest in our work.
Teresa Keller Albin was a teacher for 20 years. She's been in Chapel Hill for 33 years. For her
longstanding commitment to the underserved. She's a recipient of the Chamber's 2013 Lifetime Achievement Award, and she's also today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to John Coffey, who called in with the word of the day. It is glyptic, G-L-Y-P-T-I-C. It means of or concerning carving or engraving.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Talk This. It's half off. $20 worth of food available until midnight for $10. Located on Franklin Street, Top This allows you to create the sandwich of your dreams with a selection of 9 proteins, 6 different buns and cheeses, and about 50 toppings, sauces, and dressings. Get this great deal for yourself or get one as a perfect gift. It's half off from Top This, and it's available until midnight. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
38 degrees in Chapel Hill. Lots of sunshine today. High today, about 48. That's how it looks.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. November was just like the good old days for home builders. The government says they broke ground on new homes and apartments at the fastest rate since the onset of the recession. Homes were going up at an annual rate of more than a million units. David Crowe is the chief economist at the National Association of Home Builders.
We had a brief burst over a million back in March, but other than that, this is the first time since 2008 that we've seen housing.